welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on, which you can read more about in the City Press.
So, Maya, this week we are discussing livestock wealth, right? It promises me to be a farmer while I'm sitting in my fancy office in Sandton or right here in Remsig, without the hassle. So how does that work out?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we've discussed on previous podcasts about the Fed Group impact farming, where you buy the blueberry bush or the honey beehive or whatever, and the farmer farms it for you. So this is kind of the same concept, really. It's you buy a cow. This is, by the way, not for vegetarians, okay? Because they are beef cattle. They're not there in a pasture to be petted by children. So there's kind of two options. One, you buy a pregnant cow. She gives birth, they raise the calf for 6 months, and then they sell it in the marketplace. And apparently the figures I learned are all in the Farmers Weekly every week, so you can actually get an idea of how prices are going for weaned calves. And the other option is that you buy a calf of about 18 months old, and this calf is then fattened up for market. And that's about a 6 month investment. So I think, you know, what is really attracting people to this, they call it crowd farming. And I chatted to the CEO, he's actually trademarked that term. And that's exactly that, is that people say, well, I mean, first of all, I'd like to have a cow, I'd be interested in the farming industry, but I have no idea what to do. And I certainly don't have a farm or anywhere to put this cow. So that's one part of it. But I think another part is really a desire to find different asset classes. Now, what have we got? Equities, property, bonds, cash.
Yeah,
and when the rand falls, or when our president says the wrong thing, or something comes out of commissions, those things all go all over the place. But beef prices don't. Beef prices
are, keep on eating meat.
Keep on eating meat. In fact, we may even want more meat when we're feeling so depressed about the economy. So
there we go.
These are some of what people are also very interested in, and how they've designed this has been very much around. I think initially the model, it's been around about 4 years, livestock wealth. And I have to be honest, I came across this about 2 years ago and I was like, how are these guys going to be okay? Are they going to be around?
For the long run?
You know, you don't want to start telling readers about stuff that, you know, and then you get,
It has to be credible.
So they've been going for 4 years now. They supply Woolworths. They've paid out 4.2 million rand in dividends. I did a Google search. They've only one complaint in 4 years. And that he explained to me was a misunderstanding about the pregnant cow. And you have to wait till it actually has a baby to get your money. So those were something. So I think certainly we're going to see a rise in this kind of what they call crowd, well, he specifically calls crowd farming. We've already seen, so he was a pioneer in South Africa. I have come across a poultry one, but I haven't dug into it, so I don't want to talk too much about that. At this stage, again, we must be careful what we talk about until we know it's legit. And then you've got the Fed Group one, and certainly Livestock Wealth is looking to bring in now and you passively expand into timber and that. So I think this is definitely something to look at. You're getting about a 13% per annum return.
Yes, I was about to ask that. How are the returns?
Yeah, so the returns so far, again, it has a lot to do with the beef industry. So it will vary, but they've been pretty much getting a consistent about 13% return. And if you consider the long-term average of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, it's only 11.9%.
Wow.
This is quite a nice return. Wow. And it's over 6 months or 12 months. So also quite short term for those people who don't want to wait too long.
No, that sounds like a fantastic, fantastic option, alternative investment to go into.
So Mapolo, I really loved your column that you've done for City Press this week because it was like, I love the heading, you can enjoy your money. And you know, we sit here and we always talk about don't borrow money, don't spend when, you know, on things that you shouldn't buy and all that. But actually, why do we earn money if not to enjoy ourselves? So how do you find that balance between enjoying yourself a little bit too much and having that credit hangover and actually getting something for your money, you know, like enjoying it?
Yes, yes. Maya, you know what? For me, like I get excited when I talk about money, leave it at that. But this topic for me is so important because I think a lot of the times money columns, we're always talking about don't do this, don't do that. You know, and it's not quite inspiring. So I want to let people know that you can enjoy your money, right? And there is a way to enjoy your money. And definitely not getting yourself into debt just because, you know, you work hard and you deserve it, as some people would say, right?
So I deserve debt.
No. You definitely deserve it if you're managing your money well, if you don't have any consumer debt, that's just ridiculous, right? So you can enjoy your money. And I always say that you have to automate, right? You have to automate. And it makes your life that much simpler. I think if every time I heard someone saying, oh no, I'll pay myself first, or I will invest or save money once I've paid all of my expenses, I think everyone would be a millionaire. So people don't do that. And the reason is because they do not automate their savings or investments. So
And by automate, you mean set up that debit order, that it just leaves your account. You don't have to think about it. Yeah.
100%.
The other one that I, on automate, that is really something that I changed after making that grave mistake was, you know, I pay my credit card in full at the end of every month. We discussed this like last week. But once or twice, I've forgotten. And wow, I got smacked with interest. And then you get interest plus a penalty fee plus. You know what? Just set up the debit order.
Automate.
I completely believe it. And the less I have to remember in my life, the better. So I think that's a good tip.
Exactly. And I mean, with finances, people don't want to be engaging with them way too often. So automate your finances is the best way. And another thing we looked into the article was paying yourself first. And as I mentioned, it's not talking about, oh, I deserve a pair of Louis Vuittons, the beginning of the month because I work so hard, but it's really being selfish about your money and putting some money aside for yourself for later. And I went into saying buy experiences and more things.
I love that. I have to tell you, because it's something that our family's done now, is that your kids get to a certain age where they don't want toys anymore. Your Toys R Us is no longer the place. And what they actually love is experiences. And we've bought like paragliding, swimming with seals. We've done all those things as family gifts.
Right?
And really, those are the things we talk about. And it's a lot less to tidy up in the house, I can tell you.
way less. And I mean, experiences last forever, right? Unlike having to buy a pair of shoes, they're fantastic the first week, the following week, what do you call it in economics? Diminishing
returns or something,
yes. Yeah. Over time, it doesn't bring you as much enjoyment as it does anymore. And the last one I had spoken about, Maya, was to develop an interest in personal finance. That's the only way you really will see that it's not this huge monster of a thing to conquer. It's actually very easy to understand personal finance, baby steps. You know, teach yourself one concept every month, and by the end of the year, your knowledge would have gone up.
And I mean, I would actually sum that up as saying, develop an interest in your own money. You know, you worked hard to earn it, so go and spend some time learning about it.
Maya, so another article you wrote is Why Cash Has Been King, right? And by many ways, when we talk about cash, people want to run away from it. They say, you know what, it's low risk, obviously, but you will not get any real return from it. But over the past 3 years, things have been slightly different. Why has it been like that?
You know, that's you're so right, because when you look at, you know, you always look at the real rate of return. The real rate of return, yes, or real interest rate is the difference between inflation and the interest you're getting from the bank. And historically, normally you pretty much know that you may be getting inflation, maybe a little bit more if you're lucky. But I noticed a trend over the last 2 years. I actually happened to look at the Allan Gray Money Market Fund fact sheet. And I noticed that for the last 2 years, they've actually had a real interest rate, so above inflation, of 3.3%. And in fact, they're giving you an 8% yield at the moment. And I thought, wow, you know, we've looked around and I hear adverts from ABSA saying 10% per annum. African Bank is also saying 10% per annum. You know, our rates, but our inflation is still quite low. So what is actually happening here? And so I picked up the phone and I actually spoke to the fund manager at Allan Gray, just to understand, because it's not, by the way, that Allan Gray is particularly brilliant. It's just most money market funds are really delivering above inflation returns. And what he explained to me was it's kind of two things that are happening. One is that inflation has actually been lower than expected. So in some ways, our Reserve Bank has been quite aggressive on keeping rates as high as they are, because our inflation keeps coming surprising on the downside. So you get this, the real interest rate is now, you know, higher because the inflation is lower. And if you go back, for example, to sort of 2013, we actually were running a negative interest rate of about 0.1%, and now they're running it over 3%. So that's part of that is the inflation impact. And the other is banks are looking for money. And this has got to do with Basel III. I explain it in the article, but it's really where it's the new regulations for banks to try and prevent that credit crisis in 2008. It's saying you must hold deposits for more than 30 days to offset your liabilities so that, you know, there can't be a run on the bank or anything. So you've got something to kind of, you know, bed down your liabilities.
So we should have been there in the first place, I would think.
Absolutely. So they're kind of wanting to attract these longer term deposits. So anything, if you're doing a 32-day notice or more, you're really going to be picking up some good interest rates. So, and I think what's also interesting to me is that this is at a time when the stock market's done so badly. So you've been getting negative or sideways returns from the stock market, but cash has been giving you real returns. And that's what we're seeing now. I think that's why everybody's kind of saying, well, why do I want to invest in the market when I'm getting such great cash returns?
In my bank account or money market account. And does that speak to bonds as well, Maya?
Well, bonds are very different because the bond market is dictated by the government risk. You know, so obviously when the government is risk rating worsens, then the yields move and all the rest, and your actual capital value changes. So really, when you're looking at a money market or fixed deposit, your capital doesn't change. You're really just looking at your interest rates. And what Allan Gray is predicting is they're saying that they certainly are still able to get about 8%. Oh, sorry, it was the other fact I forgot to mention, is that government is paying them about 8% at the moment. So government is in huge search for money, but only for 6-month treasury bills. So you're not taking that long-term risk on bonds.
Long-term, just
for 6 months. Yes. They're desperate for cash, paying out 8%. And Allan Gray said, look, they're still getting about 8% for the next year, but they do expect interest rates to start coming down. And I think that's an important factor when you start considering. You're saying, look, do I want to, if I'm in a money market fund, it's accessible within 24 hours, I'm getting about 7.8 to 8%. But the minute rates start to go down, as money market
fluctuations can,
you can now lock in, though, you know, 2-year, 3 years. I mean, we're looking at 8-9% per annum at places like African Bank, ABSA, the RSA retail bond. So if you're wanting to lock in some money, then you definitely want to have something with a little bit of term on it.
Oh, fantastic. So cash can be king.
Well, that's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any other money-related topics, you can go to the City Press website or your website.
Yes, womaninfinance.co.za.
Or my website, mayamoney.co.za.
Awesome. So if you have any other questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 064-554-3959, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Indeed, we want to know what it is that you want to know. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast. featuring the contributors of the City Press Personal Finance Pages.